This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
NBA playoffs. ESPN put out the question, is Draymond Green going to be the reason the Warriors don't win? No, they're not good enough. That's not why they're not going to win. Don't start blaming people. Draymond Green has been that guy since the Warriors were winning multiple championships. He's not different than he was back then. Mm-hmm. He's always been this guy. So why is he the reason they don't win now?
He's not. He's not. Draymond's doing what he's always done. He's a third, fourth option offensively. And them not winning is going to be due to Steph Curry not being there. That's the obvious point. And they're going up against a T-Wolves team right now that's motivated, that's healthy, and
that's
really
young.
You get into this time of year, being healthy is just that's half the battle. And right now, that's what the T-Wolves have. They have a complete team, and this has been the way of the NBA for years, but the NBA is very star driven, individually driven. So we put a lot of stock into LeBron and Steph Curry and all these guys, but it's the complete teams that win these games and win these series. And I think that's what you're seeing right now with Minnesota, and same thing on the other side when you look at what the OKC Thunder have been doing this year.
The Warriors are 9-4. Without Steph Curry, 6 of those games came with KD, though. I don't know how many of those were wins, but 6 of those games came with us. So they're 9-4 career-wise. The T-Wolves feature my favorite young basketball player in the league, and that's Anthony Edwards. He injured his ankle last night, only played 34 minutes. He scored 20 points, still had 9 rebounds, 5 assists. I love him because he doesn't turn the rock over a lot. He only had 1 turnover last night. I think they are a team that you better keep your eye on. However, I think the Oklahoma City Thunder are on paper the best team in the NBA. Not so sure they'll win it all, though.
Yeah, I actually think the Thunder are just going to run through everybody.
Even the Nuggets?
I think
the Nuggets going to hit them in the mouth.
The Nuggets are a tough out. They've got the best player in the world, in my opinion, in Nikola Jokic. You can never really count them out. But the Thunder, I love the way that they responded after that collapse in Game 1. I mean, they beat the brakes off the Nuggets in Game 2. And that's just who the Thunder are. You watch their games, and it's back and forth. And you go to take a bathroom break, and you come back, and they're up 15, high-five, and going to the bench because the other team had to call a timeout. I mean, they're just you talk about a complete team, a deep roster. They have it all. They have probably the MVP this year in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. It's going to be – this Nugget series is fun to watch. You think Jokic is going to be?
If Jokic is not, it's because you have Jokic fatigue.
Possibly. And I'm not saying I have Jokic fatigue. If I had a vote
– Jokic. I wouldn't have to think twice about it.
I probably would give it to SGA.
I wouldn't think twice about Jokic, man. This guy's the baddest man on the planet with a basketball in his hand.
He is, no doubt.
And the most productive one. It's no doubt about it. I would love for SGA to get it, but Jokic is so good, he's boring.
Yes.
He's boring. And I don't mean boy, his style of play is boring. It's like, here we go again. Mm-hmm. He got another triple-double. Here we go. You mean, he goes again. No look pass. I didn't see that guy open. I didn't see him open. He is the best player in the game, and he's the most productive player in the game. He doesn't take nights off for no reason. Neither does SGA, so I'll give that to him. Come on.
Hey, you don't have to convince me. I mean, Jokic is – I love Jokic. I really do. I don't think you can go wrong with either of these guys. For me, Shea is just – granted, I think there is a little bit of new face,
that's what it is.
New name.
Jokic fatigue.
But also, Shea is a dog. I mean, he does everything. And granted, I will buy the whole if you take Jokic off the Nuggets, they're not doing what they're doing now. You take Shea off the Thunder – they're probably better than what the Nuggets would be without Jokic. I don't think the Thunder are here without him, but yeah, they're not a deep enough team.
They're
a play-in team at worst, I think. But
two teams that I was side-eyeing going to the playoffs. Two teams. In the West, that team is eliminated. That's the Rockets.
Yeah.
The other team is down 0-2 to the Pacers, the Cavs. I was side-eyeing both of those teams, man. I just don't believe in either one of them.
I sat out the Knicks.
And me and Jeremy had this conversation before the playoffs began. They're just letting you know that. I sat out of them, man. I'm like,
Well, rightfully so. I mean, they haven't shown anything. You know, they haven't done anything. They haven't earned anything. Talking about the Cavs, they haven't earned anything. So, understandably so. They have this, you expect the Cavs to kind of choke it away. And I love Donovan Mitchell. He has been one of the best players in the league since he got in the league. And he does nothing but elevate his teams.
You think he's a dude?
I do. I just think it sucks for him that there's just never anybody else there. I think in Utah, it's always been him and then the band, Gobert. You know, it's just never a good enough backup option to help him out. Same thing right now in Cleveland. They've got a deep team, but Darius Garland is hurt. You've got Mobley hurt. Their key pieces aren't there for them right now. And you watching game two, as great as Donovan Mitchell was, there's no reason the Cavs shouldn't have been able to close that game out, even without Garland and them there. But the fact that he didn't have any help and he ran out of gas.
That's why. I can't say for a fact that he's not that dude, but I don't feel he is. Do you feel the fan base is starting to get a little tired of the Baltimore Orioles, ready to give up? We'll talk about that at 7:30. I don't want to put you on the spot, Cordell, but normally I toss it to the co-host. You got a shovel for us?
Oh, I do got a shovel for you. Yeah, I come prepared. I got a shovel for you for sure, and it's a part of my transit on a daily basis that I've been running into for over a year now, so I'm ready to hand out a shovel.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.